What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and let's go straight into it. So I'm glad, really glad at the fact that I was able to kind of put out content with other people. I know you've been really wanting to hear, you know, a podcast with not just my opinions, and I can understand how that gets. So I'm super sorry about that. I'm glad that I was able to give you that, especially the content that I had. As I did a couple podcasts with Andres, if you definitely want to check them out. I did some that were pretty long. As you, if you're a listener who's been listening from the beginning, you know that I don't upload podcasts that are like 2 hours long or even an hour and 30 minutes, just because I feel people, you know, eventually don't like that content. But you know, I've always learned from different marketing people who have success in their business. You know, examples, Gary Vee, I've mentioned him a lot, but you know, he understands marketing a lot, and he's someone who's very knowledgeable about it. He's experienced in it. And you know, he mentions that people like stories, people like long content. So I'm glad that I was able to provide that for you. And we talk about a bunch of subjects from religion to 9-to-5 jobs and different scenarios like that. So that was super awesome. But today I just wanted to kind of do a podcast with just me. I'm sorry if you can hear a fan, it's really hot. I have one on my window. But I actually wanted to talk to everyone about kind of, excuse me, sorry about that. You know, 9-to-5 jobs, and I something that kind of was brought up to me, you know, recently. I was kind of scrolling through a social media platform, and you know, I see a post, and it mentions kind of the eye opening of the reality with 9-to-5 jobs, and you know, getting a 9-to-5 job, you know, being a slave to that. And it's real, it really is. Like, I know, like right now, so I don't know if I mentioned it to any of my podcast. I think I have in my previous podcast that I've uploaded on how I did end up testing positive for COVID. I am quarantined in my apartment right now, so I'm kind of glad that I have my apartment. I'm able to kind of stay in here. But more on 9-to-5, like I feel like I was really being drained by 9-to-5 job. Like, that's what motivated me to really want to push my podcast even further. Like, I feel like I was really feeling how 9-to-5 is draining, because you couldn't, you know, working the 40 hours a week, you're working, just working. And I'm someone who, growing up, I listened to a lot of Eric Thomas. So listening to him, I have a different mindset than the average person. And when I say that, I don't mean like I'm better than someone else. But what I mean is, growing up, I knew I had to find something. I have to find out like what, you know, what I'm going to end up doing in the future. So as a kid, when I was working with my stepdad, this was around June. I was a junior going into senior year, but it was summer. So in that summer, I ended up working with my stepdad. He works at a dismantling place over in Fontana, an auto dismantling place where they dismantle cars and things like that. And it's a very hot area. You know, you're working all in the heat. You're working with cars everywhere stacked on top of each other, aluminum everywhere. So it's literally like, it's crazy. So like now when I think about that scenario, I'm like, how the fuck did I do that? How was I able to work in that condition, only being about 16, 17 years old, and working in that condition? I remember working, and all I was really doing, well, there was these pallets on the ground, and on the top of these, there's multiple pallets, and they have a bunch of auto, like, you know, they have a bunch of parts from cars, and you know, they're all smashed together, stacked on top of each other, mountains, but like, literally like the size of like, you know, like 5 feet tall. So there's a lot of stuff on there, and you have to go and organize them and put them in a specific location, and that spot can be all the way around the around the area. And it's a big area, you know, it's somewhere where you can get lost for sure, because the path in there to get to wherever you want to put, you know, the parts, you have to go and squeeze through the car. So you're carrying these heavy ass things through the cars, through these little tiny spaces, trying to walk through. and it makes it super difficult. And I remember at times I was just like, fuck, man, I don't want to do this. Like, fuck, I'm like, keep moving. Like, I want to fucking get through this. You know, I was listening to a lot of Eric Thomas at the time in my earbuds. I was just consistently listening to motivation. That's all I fucking listened to. Like, music, no. Like, I did. You know, that kept me going, music. But also having Eric Thomas, you know, in my ear, kind of like, you have to keep fighting, keep moving. Like, life is fucking tough. And you have to keep doing, like, this is helping you. So that's when I kind of started with Eric Thomas. And I remember every night, like, I would watch some of his videos. And I was so into it. I was so developed into it. So why I'm telling you this is because growing up in that scenario, that, like, has always followed me throughout high school ever since then. And, you know, even with being productive now, like, when I'm not productive, I get to my head about it. I'm like, you know, I know I should be doing better. I know I can be doing something right now. I know I should be doing something right now that's productive and that might benefit me in the future. And, you know, that's something that always annoys me every once in a while. But my point being is, with the 9-to-5 job, like now, like, I'm just like, wow, like, you know, I did that. And, you know, I understand how people can get drained. And even myself, like, I was feeling drained even before, you know, before I was in my apartment. Like, that's how I was feeling, really feeling like, holy shit, I'm just, you know, I'm just here and I'm just working consistently doing this. And at that time, I think I was, like, barely uploading the podcast every once in a while. So, I mean, I think you can definitely see a difference from then to now. But really, like, it really does fucking drain you. And you get to a point where, like, fuck, like, I don't want to do this no more. And you kind of have to, because you're kind of built into it. You're like, you have to work the 9-to-5, you know, you got to make that money. And you're told this and that, like, even with my dad always telling me, you got to work, you know, got to find a job. And my dad's always had this 9-to-5 mentality. I mean, now I know he's been doing, like, different things, like flipping cars, so I'm glad about that. He's been doing that, and it's a long-term thing with that, so I'm happy for him on that. But he's always had that 9-to-5 mentality, and being able to break that cycle, it's tough. It's doable, but it's tough. And that's why I have this podcast. I want to be able to create something of my own, something I started, something I built. And I want to be able to do that and, you know, break that cycle for sure. And even with my brothers or anything, they see me doing it, I want them to be happy for me, of course, but I want them to be able to see that they can do it themselves. I want them to be able to see that reality is possible. And even now, like, I'm still sometimes at a point in my life where with a podcast or anything that I want to do in general, with business or creating my own kind of stream of income and creating it on my own and starting from one point and getting to wherever it is that I want to be, like, that's real. But it takes so much time and patience. Like, I've been at the podcast, I have a podcast for about a year now, about a year and what, a month, a year and 2 months. And my results, the results that I have with the Alpha Podcast, I understand why I have the results that I have. I was consistently, you know, taking on and off breaks, consistently not doing them, and doing in that sense, that's why I have the statistics that I do. That's why I'm where I'm at with the Alpha Podcast. And I'm not at all, I mean, I'm happy where it's at. I'm just not satisfied, and I tried not to satisfy myself, because I think I got to that point once I saw a thousand plays on my podcast. I was like, wow, like, this is something, you know, this is something that I'm able to kind of really do, and I can change, and I can, you know, I'm doing it. So I'm happy for myself on that. But the satisfied part is something that I have, you know, I still struggle with now, looking at my analytics. And I feel like I do look at them too often. I understand that I probably shouldn't, because looking at that can cause me to feel discouraged. So I think I have to approach that in a way of, you know, not necessarily getting comfortable with what I'm producing in results, and just keep growing and keep on moving. You know, I want to keep on, I have goals, you know, my next, keep going to 1.5K, and then keep going 1.6K, 1.7K, 1.8K. And I know I'm going to see those numbers regardless of what anyone tells me. So having that mentality, I think it really, really does benefit me so much. I've been able to kind of do this because of what I started with Eric Thomas and all that. And I for sure thank him with all my heart. because it's a real, like, real fucking situation with real life. You don't want to be in the 9-to-5 because you're making the same amount of income. It doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't matter how much work you put in. When I'm working 9-to-5, like my job right now, I give it everything I've got. I always do. If I'm not feeling good, like, I do what I can with what I have and with what I'm able to do. And my results from one day may not be the same as another day, my effort, but I promise you it is my all at that time being. And I always, like, you can ask my boss as well, like, I know it, like, I say this and I'm able to take pride in it, and I'm able to actually say it with confidence, because I do. I always, no matter what, I always tell myself, like, if you're doing it, you have to give it all. You can't just be like one of these people. I work with a lot of people, and a lot of people hate what they do, and I don't like what I do either. Like, I don't like working 9-to-5 job in general. I like customer service, I do, but that doesn't mean I like everything about it. And I don't. And sometimes I get to that point where I'm like, fuck, man, like, I don't want to do this. Like, I hate this shit, you know? So my point being with that is, I've met a lot of people, or you meet a lot of people who have that mindset of, you know, nah, I'm not giving it. People who are just lazy as fuck at work, and they're like, nah, I'm not going to do it. And that's really, like, discouraging. That can really mess you up. So I always try to do everything I can to be the best version of me that I can, and not be better than anyone else, because in the reality of that, that's not really possible, because we're different human beings. We come from different backgrounds. No one's really better than anyone else. It's just we're all different. We all come from a different kind of background, and I'm someone who just really wants to prove to myself that I can give everything I got. And if I'm gonna do it, then I might as well give it everything I got, because I owe it to myself, and to not be like one of those people who have that mindset of, fuck, man, I hate this shit. You know, I got a buddy, Andres, actually, you know, he has that mindset of, fuck that night, like, fuck 9-to-5 job. He's doing Postmates and DoorDash or whatever it is. I forgot what he told me. And that's okay. Like, that's the route. If someone wants to take that route, like, you take that route, because it's your belief. And if you have doubts, just make sure it's not because someone else put that in your head or someone else's opinion. Like, I feel like that, like, with YouTube and all that, it kind of fucks me up sometimes, because... So I'm going to take a bite of this burrito. Give me 1 second. I'm so sorry. And it's okay to have that mentality, you know, but just understand that it's going to be a fight, and it's going to be a journey for sure. And for someone who wants to take that route, and you're definitely able to do it, but it's what you're really willing to do. And if you really, like, believe in that, like, my Andres, he believes in what he believes, and I respect him for that. And I believe a lot what he says. I believe in not a 9-to-5 job, but with me, I feel what I want to do is being able to, you know, of course, I have, you know, doing that, do a 9-to-5 job, but have it to be able to pay bills, as well as being able to pay whatever it is that I want to build. For example, this podcast, like, I'm slowly starting to put money into this podcast, so it's a real step, and that's how I'm using the 9-to-5 job. I don't want to use the 9-to-5 job as, oh, you know what, I'm going to build a career in this, I'm going to go to college, and then I'm gonna work for a degree, and then use that degree to get a 9-to-5 job, just get paid a little more. I mean, not a little more. I'm sure you might get a better job, whatever it is. There's different jobs that pay different amount of money, of course, throughout the hour, whatever the case is. But point being is that you're very limited with 9-to-5 jobs. It doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't differ on your income. It won't affect you. You might get a bonus. You might get that raise. Yeah, but you're going to get that steady income if you're working that 40 hours a week. You might get a couple overtime hours, and I understand that, hell yeah, you know, money, but understand that's a lot of physical work. And if it only, I realize there's a quote, I forgot who says this, but, oh, I think it is Ty Lopez. He says, if hard working is all it took, physical hard work, then construction people would be the richest people. And that's always stuck with me. Like, it really has. Because if construction people make a ton of money, don't get me wrong, they make like a couple thousand every month. So maybe like 4,000 a month, and that's great. And then you can really make a living off construction. but you have to understand that it's a backbreaking thing. It's something that's a lot of hard work, and it is. I have buddies who work in construction or who have worked in construction. Great money. But again, it's not how hard you work physically. Sorry, I took a bite of my burrito. I apologize, I should not be eating right now because I can feel that's kind of fucked up to y'all. Fucked up to you, the listener, taking your time and me kind of eating on this, like I shouldn't be doing that. But anyways. Yeah, so, with that in mind, I think a great motivation or kind of drive, if you're someone who has that mentality right now, if I'm talking to you and what everything I said kind of corresponded to your beliefs or what you've been thinking lately, then understand it's normal, because it's good to question what is really going on around you. And that's in general. That question, anything that's going around you, whether it's friend, whether it's career or family, whatever, you have the right to do that. And that's okay, and that's normal, and that's not expressed enough. So if it's a 9-to-5 job and everything that kind of just said it spoke to you, then understand that you have a choice. And if you really want to take that route, then you have to be serious, because it's real life scenarios that will come at you and they will mess you up. And it's not even in the business term, but it's in everything else in the personal life that can affect that. And you have to make sure you stay steady on it. I've had so much, like, throughout the past year, personal situations that have happened to me, and it's 100% discouraged me. Like, I got to points so many times where I'm just like, I don't want to do the podcast. Like, I even got to a point in January, I think it was. I don't recall when it was, but I think it was around that time where I was like, I'm going to take a break, and I don't want one time to think about it. I think it was once I started working at Marcello's. It might have been around February, where I was like, I'm sure you can definitely go through my podcast and find out if there's a gap between January, February, or March, or like there's just a weird kind of time frame of the amount of time I uploaded or when it was uploaded. Then you can definitely find that out right now. But in that time period, I was like, I don't want to focus on an alpha podcast. I don't want to focus on working on it. I don't want to focus on digital marketing. And I want to work, and I want to see how the lifestyle is just kind of working and making your money and just kind of going with that flow. Like, that's what my agenda was at that time. So with how it is now, it's like, wow, like, 9-to-5, man, like, that shit, it gets to your head. It really does mentally, and it starts to make you, like, it kind of makes you want to go crazy sometimes. Like, fuck, man, I can't do this, but no, I gotta get to the next day. But it may be somewhat of a different scenario each day, but you're doing the same initial task each day. So that's something that I realized that would bother me. And when I worked at McDonald's, when I was in, it was 2018, I was a senior, about second semester of senior year, and that's when I started working at McDonald's. And throughout my whole McDonald's, I was always like motivated and always like, let's go. Like, I was always, even at McDonald's, I was always giving in my all. Like, I was always trying, always putting a whole bunch of effort. Like, just at Marcello's, like, I do what I can, and that's how I was able to excel at McDonald's in less than 11 months, I ended up becoming a production leader. And I take pride in that. I do. And I can give a fuck what anyone says. Yes, it's McDonald's. Yes, it's a small fucking thing. It means nothing. But I met so many great people at McDonald's. And everything that I've kind of been through, I realize on how special that was. I realize on how, like emotionally, like even now, I kind of want to get teared up about it. But on how it really was, like, that environment was so odd. I met some great people. I met some people who made me question a couple of things, and I met some dick people for sure. But like, it was just an experience that I needed, and that experience showed me like the kindness in people. And that experience showed me that, yes, like, I've experienced all that greatness, or not, I wouldn't say greatness, but more of, I experienced more of the real life because of that, but it was more positive there. And then once I think you know, I ended up leaving McDonald's because I wanted to make more money at a different job. And I remember my thoughts at that time. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it. I only wanted to do it because of pay. And I told myself that I didn't want to be at McDonald's for more than a year. And I told myself that because I would see other people who were working at McDonald's for a long time, 5 years, 6 years, and I'd be like, I don't want that to be me. I don't want that. And again, so this is the time where I still have the Eric Thomas kind of like all that stuff in my head on, you know, doing shit on my, you know, like doing your shit, like staying strong and doing all that and doing, taking different opportunities. And I did with Panda Express. I ended up leaving for 15 an hour. I went from 12, 25 to 15 an hour. So I was like, okay, like this is the right decision. And what ended up happening, I wasn't at Panda for too long. I was only there for about 3 days and I did end up quitting. I quit and it sorry about that. I quit and it sucked. It really did. It put me in a place of like, fuck man, like this shit was hard. I didn't feel as if I belonged at Panda. It didn't feel that that was the right decision. I don't know if it's because I was uncomfortable. Obviously, me being new, I wasn't comfortable, so I haven't adapted yet. And I ended up quitting, and that really discouraged me a lot throughout 2019. And I guess I never really realized it, but as I talk about like these different scenarios, or as I was like, as I kind of how my the time frame from then to now, I'm 100% more aware of the different scenarios that happen, why different things happen, and it's gonna keep happening that way as I grow up, as I go through different experiences, and I'm gonna keep learning. And it's important, you don't understand how much I emphasize this, that I see on TV, I see on movies, on how they express these little messages of how important it is to be honest with family and different things like that, or you'll be alone, you know, lying from different people. Like that's fucking real, and doing that can really affect you. So my point being is, with Panda, I ended up leaving, and I felt like that really messed me up when I ended up leaving, because I felt like a failure. I did. I felt like someone who was doing good at McDonald's, being production leader, really excelling in, you know, just that, in just that path, and just that, in that path that I was going, and then kind of going to just working, you know, leaving everyone at McDonald's, and it was sad for sure, and then going to Panda Express. And then just kind of quitting like that, it for sure, I feel like it kind of messed me up a little bit mentally. I didn't realize it, because once I kind of quit, I ended up wanting to do social media marketing and podcasts and doing that route and going on my own. And I really felt embarrassed about that, so I never really talked about it much. And going throughout that year, like, I was doing social media marketing and, you know, I ended up failing on that. And that's okay. Like, that's okay. That just happens. Excuse me. But when I was trying to get a job throughout that 2019, I ended up getting a couple jobs, but like I had a very big problem with adapting. And even still now, like, I realized recently how that's a weakness that I have, adapting. I have a problem adapting to environments. I don't know if it was because of Panda and how it was, and there was nothing wrong with it. I met great people, great manager, people who were really kind to me and being real cool with me. So I respect them for that, and I don't ever want to disrespect any person or any scenario that was there at Panda, because I was always helped. I just really felt like I shouldn't have been there. And I can still feel that feeling to this day, which is very odd. But you know, the adapting situation is something I really have to work on, and that comes with putting myself out there more. That comes with communication with others. It's crazy, because life really, it's weird how life teaches you these things, and you go through them, and it's been a long time, and since those days, and you know, I used to have a lot of negative thoughts in my head, and, you know, suicidal thoughts and different things like that, and they came to my mind. And now, I mean, now, like, you know, it can still be there for sure, but now it's like I have more strength, now it's, I have thicker skin now, I, because of everything that I've kind of been through throughout the past year, like, I feel as if my mentality is is like it's harder to break. Like if life needs to throw something at me, yeah, you know what, it will break me at that point. But because it breaks me, it's molding into something great, and that's, I've been really trying to see it that way, and that's the only way I have to. Like people's, I watched this movie or something, and I forgot what it was that I watched. It might have been a YouTube video, but this person said that people ask him, like, how do they think that, like, you know, how does he think that? And it's like, thinking in that way of positive, it's sometimes it feels like it's the only way. Like, how can you not, like, if you think any other way, like, that can lead to your own, like, you know, destruction. That can, negative thoughts, like, that shit could fuck you up real bad and really mess up a lot of different scenarios. Like, so I feel like, what choice do I have than being positive? Like, that's the only thing that holds me, that keeps me good, that keeps me fucking straight, that keeps me going and having that strength for sure. Like, people don't realize that. I'm hoping that as I keep going and I keep moving, that I keep learning as well and staying patient with anything that I want to do, especially the Alpha Podcast or any other plans that I have for future. Like, I don't know where I am going to be a year from now, but I think it's a good idea to have a vision in your head, because having that vision, having these, I have goals, I have these tiny goals that I hope will end up leading to something. I don't know what my end goal is. I don't know what the vision that I want for the future is, and I think that's something that kind of slows me down with growing, just even my podcast or even as a person. Not having these, like, even with physical fitness lately, I've been feeling really insecure about my weight. So, you know, doing something about that is how you have to go about it. And I haven't been doing anything about it, so that's why I'm where I'm at, and that's why I am where I'm at with how I look, and it's due to not achieving those goals. And that's why having goals and things, like, you don't realize it. And I wish they emphasize all these different, everything I just talked about, I wish they emphasized it in school. I wish that was the case. I wish that's what happened for other people. Like, I get worried, like, my little brother, I always think, like, you know, he's in school, and I wish they taught him this. I wish they taught, you know, every single one of my brothers all about this. Like, these different, like, how to handle different life scenarios, how to go about them, how to handle money. Like, I don't know why that's not talked about. And I used to talk about that a lot. I think when I was doing social media marketing back in 2019, and I started the beginning of this podcast, I did one with Engelbert. We talked about it, him and his other buddy. And when we did it, I was mentioning about how I wanted it. Create this new school system, and I don't really have that vision anymore. But what I do really want to do is I guess not really want to do, but in my head is, like, I feel like that's something that really needs to be a thing, and that really needs to be, you know, talked about, because man, like, that's really a thing. The real world is, it's not what you think. It's not that it's like, oh my gosh, like, it's so much different from school. It's that everything is there. Everything is really in our faces. It's just that you don't understand it. And that's all it is. And I think that's the best way I can describe it at the time. Right now, I'm hoping I'm able to kind of go into more detail about that later. But, like, that's true. Like, it's real fucking true. And, yeah, I think that's something that really needs to be talked about, everything I just discussed. And if you have the same thoughts, like, shoot, I mean, you're not wrong to have these thoughts, to stay open-minded as well. I'm trying to stay open-minded as much as I can on different subjects, trying to stay, for sure, strong in my own head with the opinions that I have, and making sure people's opinions don't affect my own, because that happens way too often. And Gary Vee talks about it a lot, and I would never really understand what he means by that, but now I do. Like, now I understand when people say something, like, it can affect your own opinion, but you have to understand that it's your opinion. Whatever you believe, you have the right to believe, as long as, you know, obviously it doesn't mean in hurting anybody else or whatever the case, negativity, but you have the right to believe whatever you want to believe. And I kind of forgot my point. Dang it. us as human beings having the right to believe whatever we want to believe, do that path, take it, and do whatever it is that you believe you should do, but to not let other people's opinion kind of get in the way of that. Yes, let, you know, if you want to, and if you want to, staying open-minded is important with whatever you want to, but you have to understand you have the power to allow whatever you want in your head because it's your mind. And I've been really like trying to do that. I've been really trying to implement that on, I decide what I want to go in my head, what I want to be inside my thoughts. Like, we have the option to do that, and it's important. Like, I don't really hang out with many people as much as before, and I really see the benefits from that. And it's important that you understand that, because you have to have your own opinions. You have to have your own kind of, you know, values. You have to have your own just different things like that. And that kind of creates who you are. And we always ask ourselves, who are we? Like, who am I? Like, who am I really? We don't know. And I feel as if we won't ever know until death is here and you are dead, because whatever, when you die, that's what your legacy, everything you've done in your past life is, like, that's all that there is, and that's who you are, that's who you were. And I hope that doesn't sound too negative, but that's kind of what I think how it is at the time being. My mind might change for sure. My opinions might change in the future 100%, because they have, and I feel that they definitely have. But I also, some opinions that I have are still the same. I feel them a lot more because I went through it, and experience is the best teacher. So I'm gonna end this podcast right here. We ended up hitting 30 minutes, so thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you're someone who wants to be on the podcast, I've really said this very often, but if you're someone who wants to be on the podcast, definitely can create an Anchor. You can create an Anchor account, and you can send me a message, actually, and you can send me a message with whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about a subject we just talked about, or anything you have strongly, then please let me know. Just contact me, and we can definitely get it going that same day or the day after. I'm pretty much free at the time being, since I did end up testing positive for COVID, so I'm just home at my apartment. But thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you. And I do have future plans. So if you made it to the end, I have future plans for the future of the Alpha Podcast. And I'm hoping that it really does benefit you, the listener, for sure. But thank you so much. And till next time, stay safe in this pandemic and try to be understanding in very distant scenarios. Thank you and enjoy.